This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today I'm going to talk more on the fitness industry. But hey, maybe if you're not involved in the fitness industry at all, health industry, wellness industry, kind of expanded into a different couple of industries at the moment. Where, if you're not clear on my view on the fitness industry, the fitness industry is no longer really the fitness industry. It's more the beauty industry more than anything, and Instagram has really exposed that, as in. The selling and buying prowess is heavily based upon no longer health. Unfortunately, it's heavily. I mean, it can be not as, you know. I'm not saying it's that black and white where it's no longer health at all. But as a general rule, we're heavily in this sort of objective space of looking good, and that, you know, there's value to that. I'm not discrediting that. I think there's, you know, there's a biological element to that that is crucial, because in short, if I look good, then I'm going to attract a mate that is going to be also fit, strong, healthy, and we'll have fit, strong, healthy children. It's a biological thing. I mean, 2019, of course, a mate can also be the opposite sex and just foster or do whatever you want. But my point there being is that there's a biological component to that, and that's completely fine. I think that's relevant and important. Where the industry falls apart a little bit, away from the beauty side of things, I'm not interested in that, the stuff that's not associated with the fitness industry, whether that be, I mean, some supplements maybe, but there is definitely some, you know, inverted commas supplements that aren't associated with the health industry whatsoever at all. What they're associated with is getting results that look good on an angle from a photo or a video, and speak to people's insecurities to get them to buy. And so the people that are making the most amount of money, you never get to see, right? And this is where it comes to the fitness industry, that the people that make the most money in the fitness industry, you never get to see them. Like, yeah, they're not part of the health industry. I give a fuck. Majority of the time, the people that make a lot of money, and I'm not saying this is everyone, there's some people out there obviously that buck this trend, but they're marketers or they're business people, and they're running numbers. They're playing a numbers game, and that's cool. Like that, you know, I'm not putting down the large commercial facilities, because there's a lot of people that have changed their lives for the better in those large commercial facilities. Like, that's cool. I'm all for it. There's a lot of fantastic coaches, trainers, and influencers that have started out of those large commercial facilities. So there's space for it. I have no problem with that whatsoever at all. It's more so going back to the individual and educating, right? Improving what's called our health IQ. Now, our health IQ is refers to basically three areas: move, mind, and mouth. Mouth, majority, you know, predominantly meaning nutrition. But when we build this this relationship with movement, with our body, and understanding and integrating a solid relationship of understanding for our body, what does it feel like to feel fatigue? What does it feel like to be strong for you? What does it feel like to be capable and to be confident in your movement and all these sorts of things, right? And building a strong relationship, you know, not just with a sense of strength, as in moving loads or being super fit and being able to run for a distance. It's also going, building a strong relationship with your body and being like, hey, I'm actually pretty fatigued. I need to pull back today, rather than just trying to have some sort of mindset that overspeaks the reality that your body is experiencing. Now, it's not to say that, you know, there isn't times where having a particular mindset is going to allow you to push your body to the limits that you never thought were possible. There's fucking credit to that, and it's a fine line. But the thing is, it takes a long time, and it takes a long time dancing on that fine line to really, really figure out where that fine line is. And so, looking at the next stage of going, there's movement, and then there's also, let's talk about the mindset side of things. Actually, let's talk about mouth. Let's talk about nutrition, because the movement's objectivity, right? It's the objective physical being. And so nutrition's also objective, right? It's like this many calories. And so it plays yet just another objective role. However, when we stick to just going, what exercise plan should I do, and what nutrition plan should I be on? Although both of those are very important, and like, I'm not discrediting them at all. I'm saying that and something, right? Those things are crucial. The difficulty is where, as a generalization, we're missing a lot of the subjectivity of our own health, right? The mind side of things, of our own health, and what it's doing is it's actually hurting our results and our progression in the objective areas. So if we're paying attention to just the objective, just the physical, just the nutrition, what we're losing out is the subjective components, right? As I've said. So what do those subjective components look like? And that's the challenge for you. But the difficulty there is going, oh, it's mindset. Sure, it is mindset on some degree. And I've talked to mindset many a times before. Like, your mind should never be set. Hey, like, it's the idea is that it becomes completely adaptable to whatever the moment, whatever is required of that moment. Whereas if we have a mindset, then it's you as a 20-year-old that's maybe responding today as a 30-year-old. Like, you're missing 10 years of experience and your maturity of responding to the moment as it is. And so the difficulty that we're seeing in the industry with mindset is that the mindset is actually not staying in the subjective component. It's going into objectivity, right? It's going, here's how to build a good mindset, and here's the habits to do so. Habits are objective, right? And the difficulty is that if we're ignoring the frames and the depth and the undiscovered territory that we have developed into our subjective components, and we're trying to tackle the subjective with objective, we're really letting ourselves down and we're holding ourselves back. And the challenge is that a lot of people aren't aware of this, and so they think that something is inherently wrong with them because the way they think is not the right way, so to speak. I'm using right with inverted commas. And so the challenge with that is that no one's fucking broken. We work exactly the way that we're wired to work. And so with that in mind, it's going, what ways can I delve into my mind to truly get the most out of my body, to truly get the most out of my nutrition, right? To truly get the most out of my life. And it's not about just building new habits, because that's the objective component of your subjectivity. Like, it's still objective, right? And so that's there's more to mindset. Let's use a colloquial term, mindset, now, than simply just going objective parts, right? Or get a new hobby. It's like, it's still fucking objective, right? Find new friends, objective, external. Like, it's not just that. They're components of it. They're parts of it, but they can't actually be in place of the quality of delving into your subjective mind. How do we do that? Well, it's fucking tough. And it really is, because it's not objective, and we're in an objective world at this stage in development as a species. But the subjective is like, well, get a fucking coach. I mean, get a coach. There's a heap of books. And if you're interested, the Daily Stoic, books like that are fantastic. Stoicism's an easy way to get into that sort of stuff. But if you are really interested, then get in touch with me. I'm more than happy to have a quick chat with you and figure out where you're at so I can recommend other books, maybe some other podcasts, maybe listening to other books or whatever. But the key thing here is actually treating the subjective as a subjective and going into it in the depths by asking better questions and being open and being prepared to hear what arises from that, right? And having a coach in that space is the same as learning how to fucking do exercises in the gym. But the problem is that when we just learn to do exercise in the gym and that person in the gym is telling us how we should be thinking based on habits, then we're missing this whole subjectivity component to our life and to our being, and we're blind to it. And so this is why we can lose weight but not be fucking happy, hey? Because we can look at the weight and we know the weight's gone. It's pretty objective, but the happiness isn't. The happiness is subjective. And if we're trying to change the happiness, the subjective components based on objective things, we're missing something here. And that's my offer for you. Go fucking deep in that. Figure that shit out. There's a lot there for you, but you got to go deep. And hey, put your hand up for some help. I have, and it made the fucking difference in my life that you would never, like, you just wouldn't, you know, I didn't expect. Let's put it that way. But on that note, team, I'm out. I have the Mood Prep Intensive coming up in Canberra, Australia on the 9th and 10th of March. If you're interested, then check out my Instagram today, by the time this goes out, or tomorrow. And I'll have links up there to how you can buy your tickets to come along for the weekend. If you're interested in talking more about this sort of stuff, hit me up. Jump on my website, davenixon.com.au. You'll find all my details there. More than happy to have a 20-minute chat and leave it at that 20-minute chat. It's more so making sure that I can provide the best value to the people who are interested in going down that path. Otherwise, team, I'm out. Thank you very much for tuning in. I feel like this was a rap battle. I just talked really fast. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.